are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan, in Twitter land, folks, I think the reaction, and you and I were talking during the break here, looks like the feedback is mainly that folks are okay with the idea of saying goodbye to T.J. Ward as long as they're going to say hello to Jarius Byrd from Buffalo.
Yeah, and that's kind of the feedback that I've been getting on it as well, and I'll read a couple of those. We do want to hear from you at 216-570-0850. Do you want the Browns to franchise T.J. Ward today in the next 2 hours and 20 minutes? Would you like them to sign him, or would you like to see if they can get Jarius Byrd, a more coverage-oriented safety, to replace him? That's what we want to know, and we'll certainly get to that. But I can tell you that if you were to look at Pro Football Focus, which is not the end-all, be-all, but it is used by a lot of teams, and a lot of teams study it, the Jarius Byrd has been a top seven core cover safety. In fact, he's been in each of the last three seasons, and he's been third and first in two of those seasons, with seven being his worst finish. He is one of the premier ball-hawking coverage safeties in the league. Different skill set than T.J. Ward. Not necessarily better, maybe in a pass-oriented league, but certainly different. So that really becomes the question. He'll probably cost more, too. Wouldn't you think, Vic, that he will cost at least $1 million more a year?
I don't think there's any question he's going to cost more. Look, this is his chance in his mind. I mean, it's true with Ward. It's true with anybody in the mode of free agency to get as much as they can. But this guy wanted his chance at bat on this last year. Didn't get it. Okay.
Yes.
He's going for the gusto now. He's looking for this now. To him, this is a reason to celebrate that the Buffalo Bills would let him hit the open market and basically let him make a lot more money that he, again, this is all presumption, but he believes he would get from another team versus the Buffalo Bills. And not only that, but, you know, make his mark as one of the top paid safety in the NFL. So it will be definitely a more expensive signing for Byrd than it would be, I believe, for even Ward.
I agree. And here's what some of the feedback on Twitter is. Again, you can hit us up on Twitter. Jim Donovan joins us shortly, or call us right now, 216-578-0850. At GoldenMain02 says, go after Byrd. I love Ward, but that type of strong safety is easier to find than a ball-hawking free safety. We've got another one. At PotsyBoy2010 says, I'd be okay with Byrd as long as the linebacking core we can come up with get back in the backfield and makes tackles to help out in the running game. We have Rick Yeager, Ryan Mura, who gives us a lot of stuff on here. Basically, he said that the team needs to get Alex Mack back, hopefully Ward also, but if they do have the inside track for Jarius Byrd, that is okay. And in response to the caller who was kind of dissing T.J. Ward, which we certainly vehemently disagreed with, said that guy's crazy. Ward, one of the top free agent guys, but you got to sign Mack and Ward unless you already have Byrd in the hand.
Byrd in the hand, yeah. And that's the thing. I don't think it's going to be that easy to get Byrd signed. I mean, I know we want to connect those dots with Mike Pettine and say that will carry some weight with him, but nothing's going to carry more weight than the right financials.
Than dollar bills.
And, right. And we know, we think, based on the cap room, that the Browns would be inclined to make that kind of expenditure. But you just kind of wonder philosophically, because you still have to look at there's another conundrum, and that involves Joe Hayden. And you're going to at some point be dealing with him, if you haven't already. Reports were that was something they were already working on to get Joe done on a long-term deal that for Joe would represent being one of the top paid corners in the game. How does the salary of another defensive back juxtapose with that? It's a different position, safety, but if you're identifying Jarius Byrd at the best at his position and paying him accordingly, that's going to have some kind of spillover with Joe Hayden and whatever potential deal you do with him and basically your entire roster is, you know, where you're going to be with other people that you're going to extend or deal with in the best at their positions. Josh Gordon on offense, Jordan Cameron on offense, you know, down the line. And, I mean, those are the kinds of things that, that are going to definitely come into play. Ryan in Norwalk is joining us now. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Love the show. Listen to it every day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, if it's possible, if we have that salary cap, is franchise T.J. Ward and bring in Bird. I mean, if we possibly can, because, I mean, they do have two different kind of talents. You know, Ward could be more in the box and with more run control, and Bird kind of roaming out there for pass defense. I think that would be the smart thing to do, looking at Seattle's, you know, Legion of Boom with a good pass rush that we have. I think that would be the best option for us.
It would be possibly. I just don't see this team investing $18 million in a pair of safeties. I think that is where it's going to be very difficult. And that's where you're going to have a tough time, I believe, for Seattle. Cam Chancellor right now making about $5.8 million. Where they're going to run into problems is when they have to go ahead and load up Earl Thomas again, because he's going to need to load up. He's in the same mix, about 5.5. That's a good deal for them. Those guys are going to both want to get double that, especially Thomas, on their next deal. When you look at Tayshaun Gibson, I think Tayshaun Gibson made huge strides last year and looks like a kind of guy that is certainly starting caliber in the league. Would you agree with that, Vic?
I would agree with that. I think he came on in ways that surprised this football team, surprised me, surprised you, and solidified himself, I think, as a workable answer at that spot. And then the question becomes how you utilize. So say if it's Bird in the mix, how you would utilize Bird as it applies to Tayshaun Gibson if Ward is out of there. Can you make those two guys, can you make it work with those two guys? But I also think that, to the Legion of Boom reference, it's depth, too, and it's size, it's ball-hawking skills, but it's there are a lot of dynamics that you're dealing with when you're trying to replicate that, and it's a very difficult thing to replicate because it's the size/athleticism. Would you have that with Gibson? I think you would, because he's a hard hitter and a big dude. And then Jarius Bird represent on that front? Certainly a ball-hawker. Certainly
more of a
guy,
coverage guy. Yeah.
A coverage guy, not going to be the most physical guy.
Right. But the point that I was making is that Tayshaun Gibson right now is being paid $570,000. To have a starter at that price point gives you a competitive advantage in the National Football League. So I think that they're going to want to maintain that. Really, to me, if there is any doubt about whether or not you can get Jarius Bird, or if the coaches say they're an equal fit in our system. Because that's the thing that we don't know about. That's the thing that us, the fans, you're not privy to what kind of a safety, ideally, Mike Pettine and Jim O'Neill want on their defense. Because that factors in beyond the fact that T.J. Ward is a great safety, a Pro Bowler, and an All-Pro. If you can't get Bird, though, to me, you got to make sure you keep T.J. Ward here. And even if you can, unless he is a superior fit for what they want to do, you keep T.J. Ward. He's earned the right to stay here.
You can't go 0-for at the safety position.
Correct.
With those guys, or I think that's a big, big problem. All right, Jim Donovan is going to join us, the voice of the Browns, coming up on CBD, ESPN 850, WKNR.